I'm with Helen Pote, Deputy Director, Deputy Programme Director, excuse me, of the Doctorate in Clinical Psychology at the Royal Holloway University of London, and Alicia Moulton Perkins, who's Senior Teaching Fellow from the University of Surrey, who've put on this event. The future is digital. Are clinical psychologists ready? So, Alicia, starting with you, patients seem very keen about digital mental health. You know, adding this as a choice of treatment, things like Skype consultations, there's research that shows that. There's lots of experience of people on social media that shows that. Clinical psychologists seem a little less keen. Why do you think that is?
Oh, I think there are probably three reasons for this. The first off is, as clinical psychologists, we normally work in the NHS, and the NHS is very risk averse, and it can be really hard to sort of implement innovative practice because there's always worries about information governance. So I think that just our context restricts us. Secondly, and possibly the most important factor, is I think a lot of clinical psychologists worry about the therapeutic alliance, that they feel that it can't translate to the online environment. And it's a shame, really, because a lot of evidence suggests that it does translate very successfully, and patients really appreciate that as an option. Thirdly, we really don't have proper training in digital mental health, in pre-registration clinical psychology training, something that Helen and I and other colleagues nationally are trying to address at the moment, which we're going to find out more about today.
Great. I started a poll on Twitter a couple of hours ago and asking why clinical psychologists are less keen on this. Lack of skills, a lack of guidance, a lack of evidence, or whether they just think the machines are taking over and they're terrified. Actually, so far, it's lack of evidence that seems to be the leading reason. So it'll be interesting to see, because there's quite a lot of evidence being presented here today. So maybe it's a lack of knowledge of the evidence rather than a lack of evidence. What do you think about that, Helen?
Yeah, lack of perhaps knowledge of the evidence, but also using different forms of evidence. I think clinical psychologists can be quite traditionalist in the sorts of evidence that they'll accept, RCTs, etc. And I think digital is pushing us to think about using other sorts of evidence, sometimes rougher and readier sorts of evidence, to assess impact and usability. And so we need to, broaden that. But, there's so many good reviews out there, like the Fairburn and Patel one last year, that really thoroughly look through the evidence. And I think we need to push that, particularly at a training level, for people to read that sort of evidence.
Where do you think we are in the UK compared to other countries in terms of becoming digitally enabled in our psychological practice?
Unfortunately, way behind. I think the hope, aspiration, intention is there, but people in Australia, particularly, I mean, that's the context I know best, working from a child with young people with mental health problems, the sort of access to digital interventions, online resources, therapy online is just way ahead of what's offered in CAMHS services here. And I think we've got a lot to learn from other countries about what works well and what doesn't work well.
So what do you think the priorities are in terms of catching up?
I think one of the priorities really is thinking about some of the limitations in the NHS, because there's a lot of enthusiasm and will from some psychologists, managers, etc. But the organisational barriers are quite significant, and we need to think more broadly about negotiating those centrally.
Yeah, absolutely. You put together a really good programme. You've got people from the NHS, from the commercial sector, from the charity sector here today. There's a real buzz about the event. There's lots of people that are going to be following online. Alicia, what are you most looking forward to in the programme today?
I'm looking forward to hearing Maria Barquin from IESO talk about the evidence base, actually, because I think that is so crucial to make a convincing case for digital mental health in the NHS and more broadly in the UK.
Yeah, absolutely. How about you, Helen?
Well, as a child psychologist, I'm really looking forward to Julian Child's talk from the Anna Freud Centre, not only because they've been doing really interesting and innovative work at the Anna Freud Centre, but he's going to tell us about the part of their European project of research students developing digital ideas, and a couple of them are going to come along and collect some data today from us as psychologists, so that'll be great.
You can probably hear the room's filling up a little bit, so we've got to go and start this conference. Good luck. It's DCP Digital 18, the hashtag.